The Honolulu Board of Realtors found that condo sales in Ala Moana and Kaka'ako were particularly strong last month. Compared to June of last year, sales for units rose by 42%, and the median sales price jumped nearly $300,000, a 71% increase.
The condo market in general, Kaka'ako really led the way.
Kalama Kim is a realtor with Coldwell Banker Pacific Properties and the president of the Honolulu Board of Realtors. He says the continued development in Kaka'ako hasn't slowed buyers.
I think that surprised people because as you get more and more units built to live in, usually you see a slowdown in price, and that certainly didn't happen in June.
Kim says despite many luxury towers being built in the area, most buyers aren't international or out-of-state residents.
The vast majority of the buyers for their units that they're selling are local residents, people that have a local address that are purchasing. So I think a lot of it has to do with what people believe the future of Kaka'ako holds.
The report also revealed that condos in Kaka'ako spent more days on the market. Last June, the average was 18 days, on par with past years for Honolulu. This time, it was 56. But Kim says with sale prices increasing, that's not necessarily a bad thing. He thinks the longer wait period on the market is largely due to more choices in the area.
You have all of these new development units that are taking reservations, that are selling, that are closing, and people are moving in. And then you have the resales in that same area. So unlike the other side of the island, like a home in Kapolei, you have time to look at all of it before you make a choice.
Earlier this year, a report from the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization projected median Oahu home prices will set new records this year, just shy of $400,000 for condos and close to $750,000 for single-family homes. Molly Solomon for HPR News.